சரூப புத்திஹி, சரூப புத்திஹி ஜகதீஸ்வரே ச சரூப தீஹி ஆத்மனி யாவதஸ்தி அரூப ஆத்மா யதி கஃ ப்ரபஷ்யேத் சா திருஷ்டிரேகா அனவதிர்ஹி பூர்ணா. சரூப புத்திஹி, அகைன் ஐ சட் ஏர்லியர், தீஸ் வெர்சஸ் ஆர் ஆல் நாட் வெர்சஸ் ஆஃப் கம்ப்ளீட் சென்டென்சஸ். பட் சப்ளை வேர்ட்ஸ் டு மேக் தம் சவுண்ட் எஃபெக்டிவ் டு கெட் த கம்ப்ளீட் சென்ஸ். சரூப புத்திஹி, புத்திஹி ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் ஆக்சுவலி டசன்ட் மீன் த புத்தி, ஆக்சுவலி the notion. Sarupa buddhihi means what? As long as one has identity with the body, mind, sense complex, as long as one considers oneself to be an individual, one isolates oneself as an individual, so having the identity with the given form and name, and taking the given form and name as one's real self, taking one's form and name, the body, mind, and complex as one's real self, I am, for me, this form. So having identity with the body, mind, and complex, not even knowing that I am identifying myself with the body, mind, and complex, taking oneself, taking one's form and name to be one's real self. Therefore, sarupa buddhihi jagati, sarupa dihi also means the same. Jagati means in the world, Ishwarecha. So, sarupa dihi atmani yavadasti. Sarupa dihi, sarupa buddhihi mean the same. As long as yavat, as long as there is a strong notion that I am the body, mind, sense complex, as long as there is a strong notion, identity with the body, mind, sense complex, as long as one mistakes, takes one's body, mind's complex for one's real self, as long as one isolates oneself to be an individual, yavat sarupa buddhihi asti, as long as dehatma buddhi is there, as long as the notion I am the body, mind's complex, that identity notion is strongly there, யாவத் சரூப புத்திஹி அஸ்தி தாவத் சோ லாங் வில் தெர் பி ஐசோலேஷன் ஆஃப் ஒன் செல்ஃப் அஸ் அன் இண்டிவிஜுவல் ஃப்ரம் தி டோட்டல். தென் தி டிஃபரன்சஸ் ஆல்சோ வில் பி தேர். சோ லாங் வில் தெர் பி வாட் டிஃபரன்சஸ், தி ஜீவ ஜெகத் ஈஸ்வர பேத ஆல்சோ வில் பி தேர். When the Veda, when the difference, I am the individual, there is a total which is different from me, and there is the Lord who is different from both the individual and the total, this difference, the notion of difference will also be there. Then, the Jagat, Sarupa Buddhihi, the universe also, you will see the universe also is what now? You can't see the absolute formlessness of the formlessness of the nature of the truth of the universe. The universe also will be what now? Sarupa Jagati. Sarupa Buddhihi, not only in oneself, the notion of one being the individual ended with the body, one's complex won't be there only on the part of oneself, but also your notion about the world also. Your perception of the world also will be what? For you, whatever you perceive, all these gross forms and names, the plurality will be real. All the forms and names will be real. Therefore, the whole Jagat also, what you what? The Jagat also, you will see the universe also, the form which in which the form of the universe also will be real for you. Sarupa Jagati means what now? The universe also for you, with this, the whole form also will be what now? Universe also will be real for you. The universe also has form, isn't it? Sarupa Jagati. Then Sarupa Ishwaraha. Then for you, for the person who has this individuality, who retain his individuality, identity with the body, one's complex, who mistakes the form for the one's real self, for him the form of the world also is real. It is different from himself. And also, Ishwara, the Lord also is what now? The Lord also is the Lord also for him is something with the form and located, localized somewhere. For the one who sees one's self as the form, body, mind is complex. For him, the world also has a form. For him, the Lord also has the form. And when once the Lord has the form, world has the form, Lord also is becomes for somebody who is located in one given place. Localized in one given place. So, yavat sarupa buddhi atmani asti. As long as sarupa buddhi is in on oneself, so long will there be sarupa buddhi in the world as well as in the Lord. What is Lord for the one who has identity with the body, mind, complex? He will be a non-believer of the existence of the Lord. Or if at all he believes the existence of the Lord, for him Lord is someone or somebody located in somewhere, unknown. And Lord also has some form. Any form he worships as the Lord also becomes the Lord. The very form becomes the real God for him. Or in the world which he sees also what all the forms and names which he is perceiving will become real Jagat. The forms and names which are experiencing, the Jagat will become a very real for him. So Sarupa Buddhihi, as long as the form and name becomes real on one's part, so long will there be the notion that the world, the form of the world is real, the God also has form located in one place. So long will there be. Which means, how long will there be this identity with the body, mind is complex? As long as the notion is there. As long as the notion I am, the body, mind is complex, all the notions based on one's identity with the body, mind is complex, all the notions are there. Ahankara is there. How long will Ahankara be there? Ahankara will be there as long as wrong identity is there. Wrong identity will be there as long as Ajnanam is there. Therefore, what he emphasizes is, it is very important to see what should be looked into first is the Ahankara. What should be taken care of first is Ahankara. What's Ahankara here? The erroneous notion one entertains about oneself based on one's wrong erroneous self-perception. So one has to look into the error in the perception of one's own self first. One has to recognize one's error in the perception of one's own self. Thereby one has to correct the error in the perception of one's own self. Thereby one has to resolve the wrong notion one has about oneself through the right vision of one's own real nature. That's what he emphasizes here. Therefore, yadi arupa atma kaha prapashyet. If a person, then this division also, this jiva jagad ishvara bheda, these divisions also will be there. So long will there be these divisions. But the once this person recognizes one's real nature, understands one's body, mind and complex being non-self. Thereby shifts the essence from the body, mind complex to the Atma cognitively. And he sees one's real nature being the reality, the consciousness, and which is of the nature of formlessness. Like earlier he talked about timelessness. Now he sees what is consciousness. One sees one's real nature, the substance, the substantive I being consciousness, which is of the nature of formlessness. When a person sees one's real nature, what I am, relatively I am the individual being endowed with body, mind and complex. There is no doubt about it. Relatively I am an individual. You don't say I am all the time, absolutely. Relatively I am an individual endowed with the body, mind and complex. But absolutely I the self am the consciousness, all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every being and which is of the nature of formlessness. What form does consciousness have? Consciousness is of the nature of formlessness. Isn't it? Therefore, I am one, when a person shifts one's identity from the gross physical form to from the subtle form, the mind, to the formless consciousness. When the person recognizes one's, on analyzing the nature of one's real, one's nature, on self-analysis or through self-enquiry, when a person shifts his essence from the gross form to subtle form to formless, subtlest consciousness, which is of the nature of formlessness, the change, isn't it? Shifts his identity, then sa drishtihi eka. In that vision of the truth, sa drishtihi means what now? That vision of one's real nature, one's real self being formless consciousness. Sa drishtihi means that vision of one's real nature, one's real self being formless consciousness. Okay? Conscious, sa drishtihi, that. In that vision, he'll see what now? Eka. He'll see the consciousness being one indivisible, partless whole. Then, anavadihi. Avadihi means a part. Okay, a division is called a part. Anavadihi means a divisionless, partless, indivisible, whole. Purna. Is it the complete, the truth? When can one see, what is Purna Drishtihi? Purna Drishtihi means the vision of reality, he'll see the truth being one partless whole, one indivisible whole. Anavadihi Purna. Then Eka. One has to see one's real nature being consciousness to see that consciousness being one, eka, anavadihi, okay, indivisible, partless, purna, the whole. To see oneself being consciousness, which is of the nature of divisionlessness, fullness and partlessness. To see that, one has to see one's real nature being consciousness. Only then he can see oneself being a formless reality, the consciousness. So as long as one sees oneself with the form, and so long will there be, the form of the world will be real, and even God also will be for him God, the one with the form. Once he sees one's real nature for him, the world, all the forms also will be mithya. The, what happens? In the wake of the knowledge of one's own self being consciousness, which is of the nature of formlessness, he'll see the whole jagat also what now? Actually formless. Essentially the jagat also, jagat being formless consciousness also will be clear for him. And for him there is no God other than this formless consciousness. Who is God here? The all pervasive, formless, divisionless, partless whole, the consciousness. What is this jagat here for him? The jagat also is what? The all pervasive, indivisible, partless whole, the consciousness. When is it possible for him, for the jagat and the God will be one and the same reality? Only when he sees on through self-enquiry, when he arrives at one's real nature being formless, indivisible, whole, the consciousness. What he wants to say is, there's no way of arriving at the truth of the Lord directly. If you want to enquire into the nature of the truth of the Lord, and want to arrive at the truth of the Lord, you can never arrive at the truth of the Lord. If you want to directly enquire into the nature of the truth of the world and arrive at the truth of the world, you can never arrive at it. The truth of God, the truth of the world can be arrived at only by arriving at the truth of one's own self. Understand? Is it possible for me to have the vision of the Lord if you do any tapas? Whatever tapas you do, however you pray, you can never have the vision of the Lord, vision of the truth of the Lord, unless and until you have the vision of the truth of the whole universe being one and the same consciousness, which is obtaining as existence of the world. And the vision of the truth of the whole is possible only if you arrive at the truth of your own self being consciousness, and through self enquiry with the help of the Shastra. Understand, therefore, what he emphasizes indirectly is, it is very important for one to begin the self-enquiry with the help of the Shastram in terms of Shravanam. The self-enquiry should be through Shravana, means the Shastra Shravanam must be done repeatedly for a long time, so that the self-enquiry is, see, the words are all not really put together properly. So I had to tell this correctly. It is very important for one to do Shravanam. Shravanam is for what? Shravanam must be for self-enquiry, nature of inquiry into the nature of one's own self. The self-enquiry, the help of the Shastram alone will help you without any ambiguity, without any vagueness, without any difficulty, effortlessly you will be helped to arrive at the vision of your own nature, your real nature. That's the only way you can arrive at the vision of, or you can have the vision of the truth of the whole. That's the only way you can arrive at the truth of the Lord also. Why? Because the truth of all three happens to be one and the same only reality. You need not, you cannot arrive at the truth of the God or the world without having arrived at the truth of your own self. But that is why, first of all, the notion that the Dehatma Buddhi that you have, it has to be resolved. I am the body, mind is complex, that has to be resolved first. Definitely. It has to be resolved. So physically you are not giving up anything here. Nothing can be given up physically. The relative individuality also will be there. Relatively, then you can't go on everywhere talking, I am Atma. Isn't it? Relative individuality must be there. But absolutely, what you are must become very clear through self-analysis, self-enquiry, and with the help of the Shastra. Then you have to arrive, you have to shift the identity from the form, rupam to arupam. Is it from sarupa to arupa? Identity must be shifted. Essentially, I am arupa chaitanyam. That must become very clear. If that is clear, then you understand the same formless consciousness being the essential nature of the whole jagat, and the same as formless consciousness being the truth of the Lord also. There is no Lord other than the essential formless reality. It's become very clear. So even though you see all the gross forms, still you can see the formless consciousness being being the existence available for your experience of existence of this, all the forms and names. existence associated with all the forms and names. You can never see a form with a name without the association of the existence, isn't it? Therefore, the existence associated with every form and name in this world is nothing but consciousness. And the consciousness, where can you arrive at? There's no way of arriving at consciousness externally in any object, only in your own mind as your very nature, as your very self. Is it clear? That's what he wants to say in this verse. Sarupa buddhir jagadishvarecha.
Sarupa buddhir jagadishvarecha.
Sarupa dhiratmani avadasti.
Sarupa dhiratmani avadasti.
Arupa atma yadikav prapashyet.
Arupa atma yadikav prapashyet.
Sadrishtireka navadirhi purna.
Sadrishtireka navadirhi purna.
Yat panchakoshatmakamasti deham.
Yat panchakoshatmakamasti deham.
Tadantarakim bhuvanam chakasti.
Tadantarakim bhuvanam chakasti.
Deham vina panchavidham tadetat.
Deham vina panchavidham tadetat.
Pashyanti keva bhuvanam bhananto.
Pashyanti keva bhuvanam bhananto.
Yat panchakoshatmakam asti deham.
Yat panchakoshatmakam asti deham.
Tadantara kim bhuvanam chakasti.
Tadantara kim bhuvanam chakasti.
Deham vina panchavidham tadetat.
Deham vina panchavidham tadetat.
Pashyanti keva bhuvanam bhananto.
Pashyanti keva bhuvanam bhananto.
He says, yat panchakoshatmakam deham asti. Here, we have this body, every individual endowed with this physical, endowed with this body. Body here, he says, he doesn't say grass body, subtle body or causal body. He says, pancha koshatmakam deham. Deha is what now? Here this, the abode of enjoyment, the instruments of enjoyment, these, all of them constitute the body. And which is of the five, which is of the five layers of personality. So panchakoshatmakam deham. This deha which is of the five layers. And what are they? Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, anandamaya kosha. You know that. Yet dehamasti. Tad antara kim bhuvanam chakasti. Without this body, will there be a jagat for you? Which means, for an individual to have the experience of the world. When does the world exist for you? Only when experiencing the world exists, isn't it? The experience of the world is not there. The world is as good as non-existent for you. For you. Don't say when I'm asleep still the world exists. For you, the world does not exist. When you fall asleep, when your identity is not with the body, mind and complex, there is no annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha. For you, for the one who is asleep, for him, there is no kosha. There is no body. Even though you are endowed with the body, there is no body does not exist for the one who is asleep because there is no experience of the body. Isn't it? So for the body to have this state, to have the status of being existent, or for the world to have the status of being existent, it must be experienced. Without the experience, the world cannot be there. And for you to have the experience, there must be what? Instruments of experience. What are the instruments of experience? The sukshma shariram is the pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha. They all serve as what? Instruments of experience. And for the instruments of experience to be functional, for the experience to be there, there must be annamaya kosha also. Physical body must be there. So deham tadantaram means what? Tadantaram means without the body, mind, sense complex, without these five layers of personality, the experience of the world is not possible. Then the world does not exist. There cannot be experience of the world without the body, mind, sense complex, which means when the body, mind, sense complex exists, then the world also exists. They coexist. They exist together. Isn't it true? For example, in sleep, even for a few hours, your identity is not with the body, mind, sense complex. When the body does not exist for you, the world does not exist for you. Therefore, they exist together. Only when the body exists for you, the body, you should know, body is. In sleep, the body does not, your own body does not exist for you until you wake up from sleep. Isn't it true? The body is, but for you, the body does not exist in sleep. So only when the body exists, all the five koshas exist for you, then the world also exists. The body mind's complex does not exist for you, the world also does not exist for you. Isn't it? Now what he says? Therefore, tadantara kim bhuvanam chakasti. Deham vina panchavidam tadu etat ke pashyanti. Without this body, deham vina, without this physical body, without the body, mind, sense complex, who can see this external, who can experience the external world of objects? So experience of the external world of objects is possible only when you experience your own body, mind, sense complex. Which means the external world exists only for the one who's endowed with this body, mind, sense complex. Is it clear? Therefore, there's no such a thing called Jagat without the body, mind, sense complex, which means where does the Jagat exist? Now that's the question. When does Jagat exist? The Jagat exists only if your body, mind, sense complex exists for you. And the body exists, body can be alive for the only the mind is functional. The mind must be functional, there must be perception, only then the world exists. The mind is non-functional, the thoughts are resolved, even the external physical body itself does not exist, so the world also does not exist. So what he wants to say here is, where does the world exist? The world does not exist for any individual outside of one's mind. Okay, where does the world exist? If my mind is functional, then my own body exists, then the external world of objects exists for me. When the mind is non-functional, when the thoughts are resolved, my own physical body does not exist for me, the world does not exist for me. Isn't it? Where does the world exist? If the world can exist for you even outside of your mind, then it should be always available for experience. Even when the mind is not functional. If the mind is functional or non-functional, the world must be available for your experience all the time. No, but that's not true. Every day, in 24 hours, at least 6 to 8 hours, the world becomes non-existent for you. There's no world. You just completely, all the so-called, you know, the dearest people disappear for you in sleep. That's why sleep is something when just you are yourself in sleep. You are just yourself in sleep. Not having the knowledge of existence of yourself, you are there. Therefore, when you are there not having the knowledge of the existence of yourself, you are there not having knowledge of the existence of the world also. So, the knowledge enjoys existence. The body enjoys existence only when there is knowledge of the existence, isn't it, of the world and the body. The knowledge of the existence of the world is not there. Knowledge of the existence of the body is not there. Knowledge of the existence of one's own self is not there. The knowledge is not there, then there is no world for you. World does not exist for you. Is it clear? Therefore, the world does not exist outside of your mind. The world does not exist outside of your mind. All the pains, all the pleasures, all the people, all the dear people, dearest people, everything, where is it exist? Everything in your own mind. Turn the mind off, the world will disappear. But now next question comes, where does this mind exist? Okay? See, this individual body, individual panchakoshatmakam deham, when it exists, then only external world exists. And the even external body exists only when the mind is functional. The mind is non-functional, the jagat does not exist for you. Therefore, the whole jagat is, where is it located now? In your mind. Understand? And where does this mind exist? The mind needs locus. Where does the mind exist? What is the existence of the mind? See, the words finished. We had to go outside of the words, we had to discuss this. Where is the mind? Where does the mind exist? Please understand, there is no mind, no vritti. Many vrittis, many thought modifications constitute the antahkaranam, and all these thought modifications, the entire mind does not exist outside of consciousness. This exists outside of consciousness. And what is the consciousness? That is, the consciousness is the real nature. That's the meaning of the word I. And consciousness is the meaning of the word mind. Consciousness is the meaning of the word sense organs. Consciousness is the meaning of the word substance of substantive universe. Consciousness is substance of substantive even what? God. And the consciousness is the substance which alone obtains in the form of existence of the individual, existence of the world, existence of the Lord. Okay? There's no Lord, there's no Jagat, there's no individual outside of consciousness. What is existence then? Existence is nothing but consciousness. Okay? The existence of any form, any name, any form with any name is nothing but consciousness. So these will, because the gross forms change, go and come, but what does not go and come is consciousness. So in non-arriving, non-departing consciousness, all the forms come and go. That's why we call it manifestation. So what he wants to say here is, this jagat, we give so much importance to this universe. The universe, I'm not saying it's not important. The universe is taken to be a source of happiness, we become so emotionally dependent upon this external world, and this world does not exist. You become emotionally dependent upon this world for your happiness and security, and this world does not exist. You know, when your body is not there, and your own body exists for you only when your mind is functional. So the world doesn't exist outside of the mind. And where is this mind located? Can you ever find the location of the mind? The mind does not exist outside of awareness. So what cannot be reduced now is, awareness cannot be reduced to something else. Consciousness cannot be reduced to something else. You can reduce everything into something, isn't it? Everything can be reduced to something. But what cannot be reduced to something else is what? The awareness. And that awareness is the essential nature, the reality of the individual, total and the Ishwara. So he just takes this. Therefore, what he wants to say is, all that you need is to resolve this, resolve the difference, Jiva Jagat Ishwara Bheda, or knower known knowledge, Triputi Bheda. These Bhedas can be resolved only by arriving at the oneness of the reality, and that oneness, reality being one and the same, can be arrived at only how? Only through self-analysis, self-enquiry. So, the Jiva Vichara is important, Ishwara Vichara is important, or Jagat Vichara is important. Which enquiry is important here? Is Jiva Vichara, or Jagat Vichara, or Ishwara Vichara? What is important? Jiva Vichara is important. So he emphasizes Jiva Vichara is important, and the Jiva Swarupa Vichara, the enquiry into the nature of one's own self, is very important. That is how we have to start, and that enquiry into the nature of one's own self must be with the help of the Shastram, and that enquiry will result in the discovery of one's own real self, being the consciousness, and which itself is what? Arriving at one's own truth is in fact as good as arriving at the truth of the whole as well as the Lord. You need not work for the truth, arriving at the truth of the Lord. You need not search for Bhagavan. You need not search for the... You need not work hard to arrive at the truth of the world. Just work for arriving at the truth of yourself. Understand? Then you understand how the world does not exist. With the world and your own physical body, which your own the body, mind, sense, complex, is part of the objective universe, also enjoys existence. They exist together. There is no such thing, my body exists, Jagat does not exist for me, or Jagat exists, body does not exist for me. They always exist together, which means the body, mind, sense, complex also is part of the objective universe. The material, inert material, pancha bhautika prapancha. They exist together. Why they exist together? Because they are of the same nature. They are of the same material. Inert material, elemental products. The whole Jagat and the Deha. But here, all these things exist, enjoy existence only in your mind. The mind is non-functional, there is no Jagat for you. And that mind does not exist outside of the reality. This is only, the cause has to be arrived at only where the effect is, isn't it? You cannot go and search for the wood elsewhere, keeping the table here. Where the table is, I have to arrive at the truth of the table only by inquiring into the nature of the table. Only in the table, don't go outside of the table. Similarly, the nature of one's own self must be, isn't it, inquired into where? One's own mind. With the help of the Shastram. These words are written. Therefore, Bhuvanam Keva Pashyanti Bhuvanam Bhanantu. Bhanantu, come on, tell me. Wait, he's asking you this. Deham vina panchavidam tadetat. Deham vina, without your own physical body, existing. Where is the Jagat for you? Panchavidha means what? The universe explained through five different objects, through five different senses, does not exist for you if this body does not exist for you. The body exists for you only when your own mind is functional. The mind, is it? The mind being functional, mind being non-functional is known because of your own existence, which means you are distinct from the mind, the functioning of which the mind being functional, mind being non-functional is known. So what is that because of the presence of which the mind being functional, mind being non-functional is known? And when the mind is functional, your own body exists, the world exists. The mind is non-functional, your body does not exist, the world also does not exist for you. Therefore, you are distinct from the world which exists depending upon the functioning of the mind, and you are distinct from the mind, the functioning and the non-functioning of the mind. Now, because of whose presence you are distinct from the mind, because who is aware of the mind being functional, the mind being non-functional. Is it clear? This is the words. Words are very different. We have to go beyond the words to see the meaning. That's why Swamiji said the words are a little different. You can't exactly get literal meaning here. Go beyond the words and see the meaning.
What does bhanantu means?
Bhanantu, may you say. Bhanantu, solugo.
Ha.
And then just say expression. Yeah, bhanatu, see, bhan dhatu, bhanati means speaks. Yeah, see, bhanantu means, come on, tell me, does the world exist for you without your body? See, it's like akshepaarthe prashna. Sometimes, no, to emphasize something, the ask is, tell me. Does the world exist for you without your body? That's the meaning. See, we are nothing important. Very simple teaching. Only we are made to see, okay, what we already know, but we never paid attention to. In fact, Shastram does not teach anything which is not known to you. Of course, Shastram helps you to arrive at what you cannot know through anything else. The truth, to help you arrive at what you are not aware of, what you do not know, your own real nature, Shastram uses all that you know. We never pay attention to this. When I am not aware of my own physical body, definitely I am not aware of the external world. The world does not exist for me, my body does not exist. Isn't it? Which means the world and the body exist together only. And he includes even all the pancha koshas also. Includes even the mind here. For the one who is asleep, you do not even know that you have a mind. Even the mind does not exist. Mind is there. Mind is present. The world is present. Pranas are present. The breath is there, isn't it? The breathing is happening all the time. In deep sleep state, for the one who is knocked off totally, does the mind exist? In deep sleep state, there is not even mind. That's what Pancha Koshatmakam he says. All the five layers of personality constituting the individual body means complex. This does not exist for the one who is fast asleep. When that does not exist, the world does not exist. Is it? So the world exists only when the physical body exists. Physical body exists only when the mind exists. Mind exists only when the mind is functional. Isn't it? Whereas you are always there being aware of the mind being functional, the mind being non-functional. But when the mind is non-functional, you had to wake up from sleep to know that you did not know. You were there. So what he wants to say is, it helps you to distinguish again yourself from your body, mind, sense, consciousness. It's a different way of helping you to distinguish yourself from the body, mind, sense, consciousness. You are there. Even when the body does not exist for you, you are there. Puja Samja used to ask before, ask us like this. How do you know? Were you there before you were born? Were you there before you were born? Were you there before you were born? Tell me.
According to this teaching, yes. According to this teaching, yes.
According to this teaching, no, sir. No, tell me the answer. Just yes or no.
That's an experience.
Okay. If you say no, how do you know that you were not there before? For you to know, you were, this Swamiji is, okay? Swamiji is asking. If for you to know that you were not there before, you must have been there. For you to know that you were not there before you were born, you must have been there. How can you, if you were not there, how can you say that you were not there before? Based on the experience of my absence of body. No. Even for that you have to say. Isn't it? It is not mine. Puja Swami used to ask this. I read it this way. I'm talking about many, many years ago. Okay. Some comes up, some she asked. How do you know? So you know you were there, okay, knowing you were there. Because knowing is not an action, it's very sarupam. You were there as knowledge, isn't it? That's why you're aware of your being not there before the birth of the body. You're always there. Swami, ni kalluli manganappa. Swami uses all the expressions sometimes in Tamil. I like the way he tells. Ni asami, kalluli mangan, ingyum po, nonna panna mudiyadhu, he used to say. You, nothing can do any harm to you, okay? You are there always. But anyway, see, there are 2-3 verses which I had to go out of the verse to make you understand what the teaching is, okay? Sometimes, because he doesn't give, we had separate lot of words. Just for you to, as a thought, it's a food for thought. Of course, the world doesn't exist, even body does not exist. And the body, if body means not just the physical body alone, even your own mind does not exist. You don't even know your pranas are functioning. Okay, we'll continue again. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.